the Shelf episode number 14 of
Brutal Battle.
So it's actually been a while since we've done an On the Shelf episode. And yeah, I always like doing these because we're checking in at the liquor store. In this case, it's usually Wine World. In this case, it is Wine World. So we're just kind of checking in, see what new stuff's there. And we usually try to record it within the stuff getting in like a month or two. So it'll still be on the shelf most likely when we're recording this and putting it out. So if you have interest in any of these beers, you can go out and grab it. Now, two disclaimers on this episode. One, the audio may sound a little bit different because we're in another setup, like another new setup with our new furniture that we're testing out. The other thing is we're trying a different table. So if you end up hearing like beers being set down or cans being set down or whatever, we apologize up front and we'll work on getting that taken care of.
This is just an easier setup instead of dragging up the folding table in the basement and moving chairs. And
so we're basically trying to see, is this good enough? Will this work?
I hope it does.
So we'll see. But anyway, let's start with these beers. We have two sour beers and we have two dark beers.
Yeah.
So this kind of mirrors the last beer mail episode.
Yeah, that went up today that we're recording.
Yeah, the day we're recording. Yep. So, yep. Okay. So the first one is by Trogues Independent Brewing, which if you've been listening to the podcast long enough, you know, we quite like Trogues.
Yeah.
This is their Cranberry and Blood Orange Tart Ale. Now, they have other versions of this. They have a blackberry, I think, or a boysenberry. Which one is it?
I don't know. I think there's a raspberry.
Yeah, and the raspberry. I like the raspberry the most of what we've had, but here is the cranberry blood orange. Obviously good for the times because everyone's in cranberry mode between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And it's 4.5% alcohol as a, I think it's a goza, basically. Is it? It doesn't say. But I think it's supposed to be a goza, basically. All right, here we go. I will pour Rebecca first. It's not ladies first on this podcast. It's Rebecca's first. So if you're a Rebecca and you want to be a guest host or a guest, you could go first. Okay. It looks really...
That's clear. It's yellow. It has a nice fluffy pillowy head.
Yeah, Trogues usually doesn't do hazy beers. They like to filter their stuff. They're very old school like that. I'm down with it. It looks really orange.
Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty. Let's see right through that thing. Anything you want.
Hmm.
What does it smell like?
It's really light and delicate. I'm perceiving like the tartness. I'm getting like some saltiness.
Yeah, it does definitely smell like a goza.
Yeah.
It definitely does.
I'm not really perceiving any of the orange or the cranberry though.
For me, when I keep sniffing it, like, at the very end, I feel like I get that little bit of blood orange, but it's kind of mixing with, like, a sugariness as well. So it smells kind of sweet. Definitely salty.
Yeah.
And then some of that orange. I don't think I get cranberry in the nose, though.
I mean, it's a very delicate nose.
It smells good. I mean, it smells like a goza. It smells like a nice, crisp, tart goza. All right, you already tried it.
It's good. It's very light.
Ooh. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
I almost wish it had more fruit.
Right.
All I'm really getting is the orange. I'm still not getting that cranberry.
Well, I feel like, for me, cranberry typically just adds, like, more tartness.
Yeah, okay.
So I feel like it is kind of more tart than I thought it was going to be, and maybe that's what the cranberry is adding, is just driving more of a tartness. But yeah, I get the blood orange. I think it tastes good. I like it.
Yeah.
Do you get that nice thing you like at the end of these
beers? The Naked Cheerio? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really like this. It's easy to drink. There's a little tartness, but it's not overpowering.
It's extremely easy to drink for a tart beer, in my opinion. The body is really light. It kind of like finishes in a refreshing way, which is weird to say about a beer that's sour / tart.
Yeah.
You would think it'd be like, oh man, I have to go slow on this. It's really getting to me. But I don't know. It just makes you want to keep drinking it. Like, it's very easy drinking, but flavorful.
This is a great tart ale for the season.
Now, I will say, I really quite like this, but I also think I like the other two versions we've had more.
Agreed. I think the fruit presence was more.
Yeah.
Definitely. But for some people, this may be preferable, depending on, you know, what your style is. But I like it.
I definitely like it. But like I said, yeah, I just like the other two versions better. And it seems like maybe this is a recipe they'll continue to use and just try different fruits with. So
that'd be fun.
Yeah. I always like when breweries do that type of thing. We're like, here's this one base beer and we're going to do all these different ones. We could do something like that for the variants episode, but they're not going to put them all out at once.
Right.
Well, unless they do like a special pack like Six Point did with their Jammer pack.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Doubtful.
Trogues. If anyone from Trogues hears this, make it happen.
Yeah.
That's probably a really big pain in the butt, but, you know.
Okay. So, like Carlin said, we're tart. Now we're going on to something dark. This is by Firestone Walker. It's their Coconut Merlin Milk Stout. So it's a milk stout with coconut. It is 5.5%, and Firestone Walker is out of California.
Oh, yeah. I guess I forgot to say, Trogues is out of Hershey, Pennsylvania. So
I'm going to let you pour.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm not very good at pouring.
So I will say that I don't think we've ever had regular Merlin on the show before, but we have had the Mocha Merlin on the show.
I forgot about that Mocha.
Yeah, so this is a beer that's been done normal, like base. I think they may have done a barrel age. Yes, Velvet Merkin. Because it used to be called Velvet Merlin. And then they did Velvet Merkin, which was a barrel aged version of it. And then they just shortened it to Merlin. And then they did the Mocha. And now they have this, the coconut. So, which I quite like the base beer itself,
right.
And I really liked the Mocha, because it was just
That was really good.
That was a good one. So I don't know if they've done that again since, but I would like them to.
Okay, so this is dark.
Yeah. When I swirl it around, it gets kind of like a really nice creamy head to it.
Agreed. So it since we're recording in a new area, our cat is like
all over the place.
Well, because we didn't set up the big table, so she couldn't get up like she normally does.
Yeah, she's out of sorts. She's like, why are things different in this house? Okay, what does it smell like?
Milk chocolate.
Yeah. And it does smell dairy.
Yes,
you know,
it does.
It smells creamy.
Yeah.
Which I love that type of smell with beers, especially stouts.
Yeah. Can you get the coconut?
No. This is a common...
I love the idea of coconut and beer, and I love coconut, but it's hard to get.
Yeah, it's always...
flavor or nose coming through.
Yeah, it's always hard for me to smell coconut in a beer unless there's, like, an insane amount of coconut, like something like...
Death by Coconut.
Right, Death by Coconut.
That's, like, the only... And it's really hard after you have that, because that's your standard then with coconut beers. I mean, that's kind of it. I mean, it's...
I get a little bit of, like, a coffee roastiness
on
the end as well. But it smells really nice, easy, creamy, you know? Smells good.
Mm.
And it tastes good.
It tastes really good. Again, it's good. I feel like you get a very, very kiss of coconut.
Yeah.
Not much, though. But definitely, you can tell it's a milk stout. You're definitely getting that creaminess. A little sweet, but not too much.
Yeah.
I wish there was a little bit more body, but for 5.5%, I think it's a good staple stout to have on hand.
I feel like, I don't know if you agree with me on this, but I feel like the end flavor tastes like a hint of vanilla.
Hmm.
Like, I get the coconut, but I feel like there's also like a sweet vanilla mixing in at the end as well.
Hey, is that just the milk stout?
I don't know.
Good. I mean,
I don't know. But
like
it is good. No, I actually do get coconut in it. Like, I'm happy I actually taste coconut, and I assume it's still kind of cold, so I assume that perception of coconut will rise. Probably not a lot.
Yeah.
But at least a little bit as it continues to warm. But this is a good beer.
Yeah.
I like this beer.
You want to give me a rinse?
Yep.
I I'm really excited about this next beer.
Oh, I know.
What are we going to say about the cap?
I'm probably most excited about the next beer and the final beer, to be honest. The cat was checking out the water that we have for rinsing. She's like, this is new. Okay, so the next beer we have is a local one. Like, a pretty local one. We like Union Craft Brewing. They're from Baltimore. We really like these guys. So, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know that we're a fan of their old pro beers, and even their older pro beers, which are like the barrel-aged version, which it's a Goza. So, they just put this out. It's called Cold Pro, and it's basically their old pro Goza, but with spices added for the winter season.
And cranberry, right?
And cranberries, I think.
I think spices and cranberry.
We'll read it afterwards, but...
Yeah. I know. I saw this. I was like, I have to have this.
Yeah, I know you did. Ooh, it's got a nice color to it.
It's really pretty. It's like a... It almost looks peach. It's like a pinky peach.
I would... If I looked at this, I would be like, that's probably raspberry. Mm-hmm. You know? That would be my assumption. It's pretty clear, though. Mm-hmm. It's very clear. It's got a nice... slightly pink, thick head sitting on the top of it.
Oh, man. It smells really good.
I mean, I smell the base beer of Old Pro in there. Like, that very familiar level of tartness mixing with the salinity, mixing with that Cheerio note. And it smells soft, but it smells refreshing at the same time.
But then you're getting, like, this spice blend that... I think smells really good. And then there's some sort of fruit.
It smells cinnamony.
Yeah.
Not strong, though.
No, it's delicate. It's very light.
Yes. So I could really like this because, you know me with spices, if they're strong, I'm turned off usually. If they're kind of more nuanced and light, like it smells like this is, I am down with it. Yeah, it smells really just like even keel. All the notes on it. All right.
So there's definitely a decent amount of tartness.
Yeah.
Way more tart than the Trogs tart ale.
Ooh.
Kind of makes you pucker a little bit.
Yeah.
You get the spice, but it's not much.
Mm-hmm.
And then what, you want to read? What is it? Is it cranberry? I can't tell what kind of fruit it is.
Yeah, me neither. It's just like some sort of tart fruit.
Which probably is cranberry, then.
So winter style tart wheat ale brewed with cranberries and a hint of cinnamon. That's it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
Well, I smell the cinnamon. Do you taste it?
I don't know if I would say that's cinnamon, but I can perceive as some sort of, like, spice.
Yeah, it's a spice. I smelled it a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I agree with you. It's like there's a spice in there.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel about it.
Just kind of like there's a tart fruit.
Yeah, a tart fruit, a spice. Yeah. It's good. I think I just wanted more... This is going to be weird. I wanted more cinnamon, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, I think I wanted a little more cinnamon. I wanted to kind of tell more what the fruit is.
Hmm.
But then again, like I said with the first beer, to me, cranberry mainly is just like, this is tart. So maybe that's not even possible with a beer like that. With a fruit like that, I mean. But,
I like it.
It's good, though. It just tastes like a slightly changed version of Old Pro, which there's obviously no... issue with that because we really like Old Pro.
Right.
So it's good. I'm pretty surprised by how much mileage they've been able to get out of the Old Pro base beer at Union, especially because where we are, like in Maryland, especially in the Baltimore area, people aren't crazy about sours.
Yeah, but I think this is, it's an approachable beer.
Right. Yeah, well, because Goza style is typically not, like, rip your face off sourness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see that. But it's still just kind of surprising to me. Okay, good. Let's go to the last one.
Yes.
You want to do that one?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, it's another milk stout. I didn't realize that.
Oh, no, I didn't know that either. So, this is by Victory Brewing, someone who I think it's been a while since we've had any of their beers on the actual podcast. This is their Java Latte Cold Brew Milk Stout. That's a long title for it.
And it's on the can. It says it's a limited release.
Yes. Yeah, it's got like this red band around the top of the 16-ounce can that says limited release series. It says Imperial Stout brewed with coffee contains lactose.
Okay.
It's a milk stout. I like the cold brew aspect. It also has a little stamp on it. It says crafted with One Village Coffee Artist Blend. Okay. And then they also have one of these cool lists, like I like, where they'll tell you, like, what's the malt, what are the malts, the hops, all that. So, Pilsner malt, Munich chocolate, roasted barley, and oats. Hops are experimental HBC 472.
Okay.
You know, that hot new 472. Yeah. And additions, milk, sugar, and coffee.
Okay. And what's the ABV?
8.2.
Okay.
I mean, it is Imperial, so.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
I have high hopes for this. I always have really high hopes for coffee beers, especially cold brew coffee beers. Because
high hopes for this beer.
And the reason I say especially cold brew coffee beers is because when you use cold brew versus hot brewed coffee, it takes a lot of that kind of acridity and bite out of the coffee.
Yeah.
So it's more smooth and kind of like a beautiful coffee flavor typically.
Well, I think it's cool too that they use like a local.
Yeah.
And they gave, you know, a nice big shout out on the can.
Yeah. It's a big stamp on that can. You definitely
feel like
see
usually
it.
It's like you have that partnership and it's like, oh, by the way, like very small print what coffee they use.
Yeah. That's true.
So, okay. So it, I mean,
it's got a very present head.
Yes. And
slightly brown.
Like, I mean,
yeah, slightly brown head. It looks creamy. Mm-hmm. The head looks so creamy. The bubbles are so small. Yeah, it looks like an Imperial Stout. You can't see through it or anything.
Hmm.
Ooh, that coffee's green.
Yeah, it sure almost, is.
It almost smells like there's like green pepper in there.
Okay, like, yeah.
That's how green that coffee smells. It's crazy.
Huh. I'm a little disappointed on the nose, to be honest, because I feel like that's kind of all I'm getting.
It smells creamy.
I guess I was hoping for more.
I mean, that coffee is just so strong. And it, like I said, it's such like a green coffee smell that it's just...
Okay, I'm definitely
dominating.
I'm getting the creaminess, but... Okay, I can perceive the milk chocolate, the creaminess, once you get past that green coffee.
The milk chocolate's low, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's very, very low. It, like, I mean, you can, and this is like with any beer, as long, if you just keep smelling, like you start getting past the really strong smells and you can suss out what's under it.
Yeah.
And that happens with this, but it's still low. Like they're all low level.
Hmm.
Smells good though.
So I took my first sip. It's surprisingly thinner on the body. I'm assuming, I don't know if the lactose did that.
Yeah, for an 8.2% Imperial Stout, I would think the body would be a lot thicker.
It has a decent sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not perceiving as much coffee as I want, though.
I mean, it is like that green coffee. It tastes like green pepper. Am I right? Like, I taste that green pepper note I said I was smelling.
I guess.
I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, because it kind of just rolls into that, you know, young green coffee, but I don't know. There's just not a ton going on.
Yeah. It's not bad. I mean, we'll drink it, I'll enjoy it, but I am a little disappointed.
Yeah.
I was hoping for some of the, like...
I'm faintly tasting chocolate.
Right, yeah. Right? I was hoping for more of the chocolate, more of the actual coffee.
Yeah.
To me, I mean, if you put this in front of me and said this is a milk stout, I'd say, okay, yeah, it's a milk stout. But that coffee is...
There's like this bitterness that creeps up at the end, too. That's just like, kind of like as I continue to sip it, it just starts building more and more on the bitterness. And without a heavier body...
Yeah.
It's a little out of kilter and weird, but also the... I can perceive some alcohol there that's bothering me a little bit on the end too. Yeah.
Hmm.
And once again, I feel like that's like the body's not there.
Yeah.
The body's just not there.
Hmm.
Yeah. Just wanted more. One more chocolate. I want the coffee to be more on the roasty side than the green side. And I want it to be thicker.
Yeah.
So, it's not, like you said, it's not a bad beer, but, you know, expectations were up there. And
okay. So, we rank these, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is... Ooh. How am I going with this? Okay, I think I know. Okay. I know.
Go ahead.
Okay, so my number four, no surprise, the Victory Java Latte Cold Brew Milk Stout. Yeah, that's my number four. My number three is going to be the Union Cold Pro. That's the Gozo with the cinnamon and the cranberry. I still like that quite a bit. It's just in comparison to the other two, the top two, I don't like it as much. My number two is going to be the Trogues Cranberry and Blood Orange Tart Ale. I think it's a little bit, I like it a little bit more than that Cold Pro. And I think part of it being that the tartness is a little bit lower, it's more sessionable and a little bit easier, and I like that about it. And my number one has got to be this Coconut Merlin.
Yeah.
It is a true milk stout. It's creamy, it's flavorful, you get a little bit of the coconut, granted not a ton, but you know. Wait, and what's the ABV on this?
Okay, 5.5.
So here's what's funny. It's a 5.5% stout. And the Java Latte is an 8.2% Imperial Stout. And the Merlin has a much heavier body than the Imperial Stout does.
I wouldn't say much heavier.
Significant. Mm. It's significant. I'm going to pour a little bit more and back that up. Or at least the perception.
Okay. So mine is actually very similar to yours. My only difference, so...
Okay, never mind. It's not a lot. But I will tell you this. After drinking that Java Latte cold brew and then going to the Coconut Merlin, I taste a hell of a lot more coconut.
Yeah.
It really makes the coconut pop like crazy. And I think the reason is, drinking that Java Latte, it gets your palate used to really strong coffee. So that when you go back to the Coconut Merlin, it takes all that coffee and roasty perception out.
Yeah.
And leaves only the coconut. And it is crazy how coconutty that is now.
It's good. Okay, so my number one is also the...
Ooh, that's so good now.
I know.
Like, it was good before, but now it's, like, crazy good.
Okay, so my number one is the Firestone Walker Coconut Merlin.
Mm-hmm.
My number two is the Cold Pro. And then my number three is the Cranberry Blood Orange Tart Ale by Trogues. And the number four is the Victory
Java Latte. Yeah.
It's a good lineup, though, really.
You know what? Victory Java Latte, thanks for helping out the Coconut Merlin. Because dang. Well, now I feel like we have more of the Coconut Merlin because we bought a six-pack of it. Because it's 12-ounce cans. Now I feel like we need more of the Java Lattes. So that's our primer beer. Mm-hmm. We drink that first to get us ready for the Coconut Merlin so we can really get that coconut.
Primes your palate.
Yeah, so maybe that's the dream team right there. Be like, all right, let's start with this Java Latte so we can get warmed up for the Merlin. Here we go.
Just like pregame with that.
And yeah, of course. Although that's a, you know, it's 16 ounces of pregame versus 12 ounce of the main event.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, so hopefully people find this interesting enough. Hopefully you have heard about a beer you might want to check out. Hopefully you can get it wherever you are.
So I want to hopefully get our hands. Trogues, speaking of Trogues, they're, what were you?
Double Blizzard.
Double Blizzard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that should be hopefully hitting the shelves sometime soon.
Yes.
It seems like it's a Blizzard of Hops.
Yeah, it's just the Imperial version of Blizzard of Hops, basically.
Yeah.
Which Rebecca and I are fans of Blizzard of Hops. It's a good hazy IPA. A double version sounds pretty intriguing, in my opinion. So, yeah, and they did say that that's supposed to be hitting stores at some point soon-ish. So, look out for that. Anything else, Rebecca?
Is there something we say now?
Nothing.
We say nothing.
No. I do want to do some plugs really quick. real quick, because I want to say, please help us out a little bit. Let's get a larger audience, maybe. Like, we have an audience, but I want to get even further. If you could rate us on whatever podcast thing
platform
you listen to us through, that would be really awesome. Ratings, reviews, stuff like that could really help out. But also just word of mouth, like letting people know, hey, you're into craft beer. I listen to this craft beer podcast, and, you know, let them know about it. So we would appreciate that. You can also send us emails if you have any feedback or you want to suggest certain beers or whatever, brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. And also, if you want to be on a beer mail episode, or if you want to get us beers so you can be featured as a beer mailer, let us know. We have a very large beer mail episode coming up. Actually, I guess that's what I'm going to call it. 12 beers sent by one, not one person, but one entity, I will say. And that's my teaser. And that's going to be a large episode. About close to an hour and a half. So,
really?
Yeah. So get ready.
Oh, man.
And we did all those blind, too.
We did.
So look forward to that one.
That turned out pretty interesting.
Yeah. There were some curveballs. Yeah. It was fun, though. But thanks, everyone, for checking us out. And until next time,
keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.